USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A court date is set for Tuesday for former President Donald Trump in connection with charges related to the handling of classified documents. He was back on the campaign trail just a day after being indicted.
Speaking at two GOP state conventions this weekend, the first in Columbus, Georgia, the second in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
The former president and his new team of attorneys expected in federal court in Miami this Tuesday to fight the 37-count indictment unsealed on Friday, which pertains to the mishandling of classified documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid.
Laura Winters reporting, developing at this hour, part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is closed after a tanker truck caught fire this morning, causing part of the freeway to collapse. The fire started under an overpass and quickly spread to the lanes above. President Biden has a message for transgender children and the entire LGBTQ community.
The president addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House.
You are loved. You are heard, you are understood, and you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. President Biden reaffirmed his administration's dedication to ensuring the safety of all individuals and reiterated his support for banning assault weapons. Survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando were among the attendees. I'm John Schaefer.
Transformers Rise of the Beasts is taking over the box office. It's projected to earn up to $60 million by the end of today. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Police in West Houston, Texas say six people were shot outside a club early this morning. They have not identified any suspects or possible motive for this shooting. At least one of the victims is said to be in critical condition. Federal officials say the man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, was found dead in a prison cell Saturday.
Kaczynski was found dead at the North Carolina Medical Center, where he'd been held after his transfer from a maximum security prison in Colorado 2 years ago. Kaczynski's considered America's most prolific bomber. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts says he led agents on a massive investigation spanning many states for over two decades before his arrest in 1996.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
A cause of death has not been announced, but there's been a number of media reports suggesting Kaczynski committed suicide. I'm Scott Carr.
A study by University of Minnesota researchers has found a common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID. Here's Dave Collins.
The drug metformin was tested on overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 years old who had COVID. The study showed they were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug.
The winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes.
And it's Arcangelo to win the test of the champion.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.